Pastor Dennis, welcome to Myerstown this evening, Myerstown Church of the Brethren. We welcome Brother Jim Bauer this evening. He'll be sharing the word with us this evening, and tomorrow evening, and Tuesday and Wednesday evenings as well. Jim and I go back 52 years.
Yeah.
We decided this morning, 52, to college together, and forgot to mention this morning that I met Kathy our freshman year, and you met Margaret. Sophomore year.
She was a year
behind us. Yes. So we both met our wives at Mansfield as well during college years. Yes. So it's good to be with you this evening. I have some words of scripture that I want to share with you as we come into our time of worship together. From the 18th Psalm. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And then over to verses 30 through 33. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. Let's stand and sing together the hymn, Gentle Shepherd, Come and Lead Us. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us. Be in our presence this evening, O God. Might your Spirit move in our midst. As we hear your word spoken, as we sing your word, as we read your word, speak to each of us this evening, we pray. God, we lift your church to you. Might we be a voice, an example for you in this community. We pray that you would be with Brother Jim as he shares the word. Touch each heart, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We welcome this evening also, you may be seated. We welcome this evening also Rich Beeler, who will share some music with us. Rich is a member at the Ephrata Church of the Brethren, and we welcome you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's really good to be here. My wife, Jerry, is here as well. We bring you greetings from the Ephrata Church of the Brethren, and also from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we have gathered here tonight as a renewal service, and it's the theme that Pastor Jim is going to be talking about is encouragement for these next few nights. And that's a neat topic, and it's certainly needed today. I was thinking about the word encouragement, and I get a lot of my encouragement from music and the hymns. Fanny Crosby Has she ever been here? Fanny Crosby wrote over 8,000 hymns. Isn't that amazing? One of my favorites is Blessed Assurance. And this one was written in 1873, but it's still a favorite. And the message is great. It's focused on heaven. Now, what better encouragement can there be when we think about heaven? Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Song. In Psalm 91, verses 14 and 15, it says, "The Lord says, if you love me and truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe." Now that's encouragement. When you are in trouble, call out to me. I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. Beautiful words. Don't we have a wonderful, merciful Savior? Amen? That's what the song says. Wonderful, merciful Savior.
Rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we hopelessly lost our way.
Thank you, Rich, for those words of blessing this evening and words of encouragement and song. Well, I noticed that we have some younger friends here this evening. So Brother Jim and I decided we're going to invite you to come up and we're going to just share a special story of some words with you this evening, if you would. Want to come up? Abby, and I can't remember what your name is.
Isaiah,
that's right. Oh, I was racking my brain. What's his name? Isaiah, yes. Well, Pastor Jim's sermons over the next couple of nights are going to focus around this idea of encouragement. Can you think of people that encourage you? Who are some people that encourage you?
Mom?
What about you, Isaiah? Anybody encourage?
Dad.
Yeah, Dad encourages you. Okay. Jim and I went to college together at the same time
a long time ago.
And we were talking about people that encouraged us during those college years.
Especially our freshman year, our first year.
Our first year, yes.
It was rough for me.
It was hard.
Oof.
Yeah, it was hard. And we got through because there were people that encouraged us. Some of them were the teachers that we had. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Houston.
Dr. Houston.
Ben Houston.
Yeah, he was.
He had a deep voice.
Yes, he had a deep voice.
Yeah. He was calming. I was flunking. He was good. He was good.
Yeah.
Kind. He was kind. He was encouraging. Yeah.
Yes, he was. And music majors. We were music majors, and we had to learn a lot of different things.
Very busy
and all that. So they encouraged us. But I was thinking, too, about we both started out as teachers,
mm-hmm.
and then we went into pastoral ministry later. And I was thinking at least about one of the persons that encouraged me was a pastor that was a pastor of my church at the time. His name was Jack Bridenstine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Glenn Hassinger knows Jack very well. Yes, Pastor Glenn. I don't know, anyone once encouraged you?
I met him once. Dale Zimmerman.
Okay,
Zimmerman.
I remember that. Yeah.
He
so there, you know, lots of people can encourage us and help us keep going and help us to learn new things and to, when times get hard, to keep going. Okay.
Trust God.
Yeah, in the midst of it all. Would you like to say a prayer for them, Jim?
Yes, let's pray. Shall we do that? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the young ones in our midst. May we learn from their spirit of innocence and trust. Help us all to encourage them to continue to come, to love you and to trust you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Yeah, I should take it off, huh? Yeah. Might work better. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
It is great to be back. It went so well this morning that I told the folks as they were coming through that I thought I'd come back tonight, so I'm glad I did. Thank you, Rich. Rich was one of the ones at the Mooresville Church of the Brethren. When Margaret and I came in 1993, I had not had a full-time pastorate, and we were new to Berks County, and Rich and Jerry were an encouragement to us, too. Little announcement on the back of the bulletin or the sermon notes. Each night, we will have sermon notes for you. You might want to hold on to them, or at least it will let you know when I'm almost done. I'm going to be reading tonight from Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 12 in the New King James. Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Hear God's holy word. Paul, the apostle, writing through the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit, says this: First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. May God bless the reading of his holy word. Let's pray together. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for your holy word and your Holy Spirit. And now we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In June of 1993, police in South Windsor, Connecticut, pulled over motorists in larger numbers than usual, but not because speeders had overrun the town. Lori Carlson was one of the people who was stopped by a patrolman. According to the Reuters news service, she wondered what she had done wrong. To her amazement, the officer handed her a ticket that said, "Your driving was great, and we appreciate it." Wow, I bet she went like that. The authorities in South Windsor had begun a new program to give safe drivers a reward for obeying the speed limit, wearing seat belts, having children in car seats, and using turn signals. Those authorities had a good idea. Amen? Amen. The first thing, and this is in your sermon outline, the first thing that others should expect from us is, you guessed it, encouragement. Our friends, our family, and coworkers will respond best when we thank them for doing the right thing. It's so easy to be negative, isn't it? Especially today. It's so easy. Our friends, our family, and coworkers will respond best when we thank them for doing the right thing. Well, let's look at the scripture now. Verse 8 is the first point in the sermon. Like Paul, we must be thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ. The whole Roman Empire, he talks about the world. He says, "I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." Well, he was referring to the Roman Empire. The whole Roman Empire knew of the faith of the Christians at Rome. And it was rough. They were being starved. They were being killed, thrown to the lions, you name it. Travel back then, even back then, was fairly common then. And you know the expression, all roads led to Rome. The church's testimony made Paul's ministry easier as he went from place to place. And here's the question, and it's not in your notes. How is your testimony in Myerstown? How is your testimony in Lebanon County? How is your testimony in the Atlantic Northeast District of the Church of the Brethren? Being thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ is essential. Paul viewed other Christians as a blessing, and he thanked God for them. So, here's my question to you. For whom are you thankful? Take a minute right now and think about it, okay? Think about whom you are thankful for. Hopefully everyone here, amen? And it should go on and on and on. Can you name some fellow Christians who bless you now? If so, then express your thanks for them to God in prayer. And then thank them personally for how they bless you. We're not talking about flattery here, friends and dear ones. We're talking about sincere thanks. Thank them personally for how they bless you. And it could be you might want to pull them aside. By his example, Paul teaches us to always thank God for other Christians. And I pray that you do and will. Second point is taken from verses 9 and 10. Like Paul, we must pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Roman Christians didn't know. They did not know of Paul's prayer support, but God did. I wonder how many of us know the people who are praying for us. Did you ever think about that? Thank God for the people who are praying for you. How should we pray for each other? Well, I think number one, and again I give thanks to Bible commentator Warren Wiersbe for these notes, ask God to help your brothers and sisters in Christ to live godly lives. Certainly yourself, and then ask him to help your brothers and sisters in Christ to live godly lives. Number two, ask him to protect, guide, encourage, and lovingly correct them and you. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be corrected so much. But if we ask God to lovingly correct us first and then them. And I preached this, Grace, you might remember this from my days at Richland. The old expression is, love the sinner and hate the sin, right? Love the sinner and hate the sin. Actually, it should be first, love the sinner and hate my sin. Hate my sin. And then we can better love them. Number three, ask God to help you and them to glorify him in all they think and say and do. Child Evangelism Fellowship, which I served for in 2 years, and mostly in the city of Reading. Boy, was that an eye-opener. They teach that sin is anything we think or say or do that displeases God. Well, ask him to help you and them, your brothers and sisters in Christ, to glorify him in all that we think and say and do. And then finally, to those who pray, God promises his wisdom and his help. One of Paul's prayers was that God would let him minister to the churches in Rome. He would have visited sooner. He talks about that. But his ministry kept him busy. He was about to leave Corinth to deliver an offering to the church in Jerusalem. And guess what? He was arrested in Jerusalem, falsely accused, and sent to Rome to be tried before Caesar. He had hoped to travel not only to Rome, but then on to Spain. He had a rough journey arriving in Rome as a prisoner and a preacher. When Paul wrote this letter to the Christians in Rome, he had no idea what troubles would face him. How many of us had any idea back in early March what would happen in the middle of March that we would be aware of? And then April and May and June, and it goes on and on and on. But Paul was praying for the Christians in Rome, and they were praying for him. Another question. I'm asking a lot of questions tonight. This morning I sang a lot of little snippets from hymns. My question now is, how's your prayer life going these days? I pray that God will help you to grow as a prayer warrior for him. In the Church of the Brethren, we talk about being peacemakers. And we are, and we can be. But also, we need to be prayer warriors for God. And then we move on to verses 11 and 12, which I will read now. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Like Paul, we must love our brothers and sisters in Christ. I long to see you, he wrote to the Christians in Rome. That was the pastor's heart in Paul, the great missionary. And some of those saints in Rome were very dear to Paul. Romans 16, verses 3 and 4 say that Priscilla and Aquila, remember them, risked their lives for him. Romans 16, 12 notes that Persis and others not only worked with Paul, but suffered with him. How about you? How about you tonight? Are you loving your brothers and sisters in Christ here at Myerstown Church of the Brethren? Are you loving your brothers and sisters in Christ who are your family, friends, and neighbors? Remember that God wants this church to be a foretaste of heaven. I'm going to ask you to repeat that. God wants this church to be a foretaste of heaven. Say that with me. God wants this church to be a foretaste of heaven. Think about that. Realize, we need to realize that differences are healthy and normal. It's how we respond that's important and vital. Always welcome each other with a smile. God doesn't play favorites, and neither should you or me. When you interact with others, show appreciation for their gifts and talents. Thanks again, Rich. Express affection for them and say things that bless, not flatter them. Be sincere and lovingly honest. Oh, and here's a good one. If you can't say anything nice, the old saying was, don't say anything at all, right? Well, how about this one? If you can't say anything nice, try smiling. Try smiling. Look for the best in others and overlook the worst whenever you can. Jackie Robinson. Any baseball fans here? All right. Jackie Robinson was the first black person to play Major League Baseball, and he was terrific. While breaking baseball's color barrier over 70 years ago, he faced jeering crowds in every ballpark. While playing in his home stadium in Brooklyn, Jackie one day, during a game, committed an error in the field. His own fans began to ridicule him. He stood by second base, humiliated, while the crowd jeered. The home crowd. And he wasn't in Philly. Then shortstop Pee Wee Reese came over and stood next to Jackie. He put his arm around Jackie and faced the crowd. The fans grew quiet. Robinson later said that Pee Wee Reese's arm around his shoulder saved his career. That one act of encouragement, that one act of love. God's love is found in a consistent display of interest, commitment, sacrifice, and encouragement. May Almighty God richly bless each and every one of you as you seek to share the blessing of encouragement with your family, your church family, your friends, your co-workers, and your neighbors. And all God's people said, amen. We're going to sing now, if you'll stand, if you're able, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. thank you again for coming out tonight. And now go in the peace of Almighty God, the peace that passes all human understanding. Go in God's grace, in God's mercy, and share His encouragement with others today, tonight, tomorrow, and always. For we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to end each service this week with a hymn of encouragement. God be with you till we meet again.
God bless you all.